What? I don't understand, Master. You want me to tell you our story? Fuck, your cock is big. I can't help myself. Must I really? I want your cock so bad. Yes, my master. Of course I obey you and your cock. I worship you and your cock. I was such an innocent girl. Before I knew you, that is. We were at a party. But I didn't know you were there. Suddenly, I felt you. Felt something bigger than me. Something that intrigued me. Something that entranced. I looked up. Your amazing eyes captured me. For just a moment. Then, free fall. I sunk beyond to such depths that tore me. Your eyes fixed upon another. Was I so stupid and worthless? I'm so sorry I was. I get to be such a stupid whore like that. Please, please have me. I left. What else could I do? I walked away completely ashamed. The dark, cold night, my only companion. All I seemed worthy of. Whore. I jumped. Almost screamed. My knees bent in, scared, but hiding something more. I shivered, looking, daring into your gaze. Your eyes almost met approvingly. Do you come wantingly, willingly? I shivered in my place, not knowing, but wanting. I dared. I dared for you, Master. I come wanting and willing for you, all for you. Good, my whore, as he pulled out his cock. I will claim you now. I sat shocked, not knowing, but slowly within a deep burning. I knew what I wanted and what I've become, to please my master. Your amazing golden stream struck me, filling my mouth, claiming my every sense. I am your piss whore. My dirty piss whore, I own you. You spoke in my ear, my heart filled full with each word. You took me hard, your cock so full and hard, pushing my pussy lips aside, taking me over and over. Please, Master Moore, fuck me, own me. I am yours.